upon each stone, one sees the fancy of the workman, disciplined by the genius of the artist, start forth in 100 fashions, a sort of human creation, in a word, powerful and fecund as the divine creation of which it seems to have stolen the double character, variety, eternity. And what we here say of the façade must be said of the entire church, and what we say of the Cathedral Church of Paris must be said of all the churches of Christendom in the Middle Ages. All things are in place in that art, self-created, logical, and well-proportioned. To measure the great toe of the foot is to measure the giant. Let us return to the façade of Notre Dame as it still appears to us when we go piously to admire the grave and puissant cathedral which inspires terror. So its chronicles assert, Que mol sua terrorum incutit spectantibus. Three important things are today lacking in that façade. In the first place, the staircase of 11 steps which formerly raised it above the soil. Next, the lower series of statues which occupied the niches of the three portals. And lastly, the upper series of the 28 most ancient kings of France which garnished the gallery of the first story, beginning with Childebert and ending with Philip Augustus, holding in his...